Welcome to Old Books with Grace. I'm Dr. Grace Hammond, medievalist and author. This year on Old Books with Grace, I'm offering a Lent series on penitential poetry from early modern poets. That is, on poems of the past that reflect on one's sin, on the need for forgiveness, on lament, on making things right, on conversion and satisfaction. Such poetry is part of an ancient tradition dating back to the Psalms themselves. The poems of this series all date to the 16th and 17th centuries, a period of great turmoil and social change, not unlike our own. In the spirit of Lent, this series is stripped down to the essentials, which is something I'm trying to maintain in my own life this season. I'll give you some background on the poet and poem, where you can find the poem in the show notes, and translation information if need be. Then I will read you the poem. Then I'll offer something a little different for Old Books with Grace. I'll offer 5 minutes of silence on the podcast itself. If you'd like to take this opportunity to meditate on the poem, here is space for you. One of the central goals of Lent is reflection, particularly on your own limitations as a human being, both those given to you joyfully by God in the gift of creation, and those that we wreak upon ourselves and others with our choices and our habits. At the end of the 5 minutes of silence, I will offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the poet and the poem. Of course, you can always skip it if you don't want to do it. The poems are each in the show notes, so you can follow along as I read, if you wish, or return to them later, if you want to just listen. Today's poem is by the poster boy of metaphysical poets, the great John Donne. John Donne was a prolific poet of erotic love and equally a prolific poet of faith. Let me tell you, I went down an internet rabbit hole picking just one, only one, of his poems. And I know I've started to say that every time, but it's still true. They are startling, astounding, even at times offensive. I chose today's because a pun sealed the deal, which I will mention in a moment. But you must read more of Donne's poetry, if you have not read much of it. John Donne was born in London to a Roman Catholic family full of martyrs for the faith at a time when Roman Catholicism was illegal in England. His mother was the great niece of St. Thomas More, his uncle was a Jesuit priest, his brother eventually died of smallpox in Newgate Prison, where he was sentenced for harboring priests. Yet Donne himself became an Anglican as a young man. After much womanizing and a slightly wild life, he secretly married Anne Moore, the daughter of a gentleman in Parliament, and got imprisoned for that rash act of passion. Eventually, after many years of adventure and different jobs, he took holy orders and became a priest, against his own judgment that he was unworthy of the honor. At last, he became dean of St. Paul's Cathedral in London, famed more for his preaching than for his poetry. Do yourself a favor and look up the sermon that Donne preached on Christmas Day in 1624. I have a link in my show notes to a Substack post in which I included an excerpt of it. It is incredibly beautiful. Donne wrote frequently on sin and salvation. One of the many is today's poem, A Hymn to God the Father. I chose it for two reasons. The first, because last week my church sang a version set to music in the 17th century. Hilariously, they did not include Donne's name, and so when I was looking through all this poetry, I suddenly thought, wait a minute, this is extremely familiar. Secondly, Donne brilliantly puns on his own last name in the final stanza. I won't spoil it for you, but listen very closely, and you'll hear a tale of personal care and salvation expressed through a single pun. That same final stanza presents the fear that Donne will not be saved in his death as the last sin to be forgiven. I take it as an urgent calling to trust that the love of God is big enough to enfold and encompass us in our darkest places, in our lentiest lengths, one might say, even at the hours of our deaths. Listen now to John Donne's plea to God the Father for the forgiveness of his sins. Wilt thou forgive that sin where I begun, which was my sin, though it were done before? Wilt thou forgive that sin through which I run, and do run still, though still I do deplore? When thou hast done, thou hast not done, for I have more. Wilt thou forgive that sin which I have won others to sin, and made my sin their door? Wilt thou forgive that sin which I did shun a year or two, but wallowed in a score? When thou hast done, thou hast not done, for I have more. I have a sin of fear, that when I have spun my last thread, I shall perish on the shore. But swear by thyself that at my death thy sun shall shine as he shines now and heretofore. And having done that, thou hast done. I fear no more. Lord, we thank you for your servant John Donne and the gift of his writing. Forgive us our trespasses and help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Remind us that you shine always, that your beam into darkness never ceases, that darkness cannot comprehend your light, and that you cradle us in our 3 a.m. fears. In Christ's holy name, amen. Thanks again for listening to Old Books with Grace. I'm Dr. Grace Hammond. You can find me online on Instagram at Old Books with Grace, on Twitter/X at Grace Hammond PhD, and I have a Substack that covers medieval literature and related tangential things, gracehammond.substack.com. If you enjoyed this show, it'd be great if you could leave a review on your platform that you're listening. It helps other folks to find it. Thanks again, and we'll wrap up the Lent series next time.